We posted, if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, we are hiring. We're looking for an executive producer, which is the person behind the scenes that pretty much does all the work, organizes it, tries to make Alex and I suck less.
Yeah. Be funnier. Stop talking as much. You know,
Alex,
those types of things.
Get off your Instagram, Alex. We're on the air right now.
Yeah, all those things.
Stuff like that. And, well, we put it out there late last night, and already got a response.
We did?
Yes. So you can still send your stuff in. Like I said, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, but we might have a candidate. Actually, let me just check. I got the reply back. It says, I guess it's not going to work. Okay. Here's what happened. Last night, who is a big indie personality that we all know? We talked about the other day on the show. They currently are, as they self-describe themselves, they're a free agent.
Pat McAfee.
Bingo. Yes. Pat McAfee is a free agent. He obviously has been retired from the Colts for a couple of years now. He is no longer with Barstool Sports. His thing ended on Friday. He's doing some side stuff, but he's kind of doing his own thing. I think personally, he's getting into wrestling because he's been doing a lot of hosting with that. Like,
uh-huh.
But I reached out to him on Twitter. You know, it's the only connection I got. And I said, hey, Pat McAfee Show, want to join the Joe and Alex Show team? We need a producer, and I really need someone to drink with. You know, I thought maybe I'd slide it in there to get a little beer with Pat McAfee.
Sure, yeah.
He replied. I was like, notification. I'm like, oh, my God.
What did he say?
He said, ha, 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 Joe, I'd be honored to share mornings with you. My editing abilities are horrendous, though. Hashtag very bad tech guy. And we got that tweet up online right now. You can see that. So I guess it's a no, or is that like a pursue me more and I might say yes?
I feel like maybe he would have considered it if it wasn't, because, you know, being an executive producer of a morning show does involve a lot of technical stuff. Maybe if it didn't involve all that, he would have considered it. Sounds like it.
I think so. Just the fact that we got a reply to me is a small win. It's like, all right, he doesn't hate us.
I'm just going to say, I can't picture Pat McAfee running to the printer for you when you ask.
Well, I am polite about it. I'm not like, hey, Pat!
For sure.
Go get me the stuff off the printer, boy!
I'm pretty sure Pat has guys who just hold up tissues that he can blow into. He's got pretty much everyone doing everything. I mean, he's like a multi-millionaire.
So what you're saying is maybe he would have came on the show if Joe wasn't a part of it.
That's exactly it.
No, not what I mean,
is there anybody else locally that we could try to reach out to? Like, I really would have loved to have him be on our team. I mean, he's a talented dude. He's kicking butt doing his thing with his podcast as well. So
right,
it's cool.
Hilarious.
He's just a cool guy. He does a lot for the community. We're all big fans of Pat, but I just thought, what if? And I think it's going to be a what if not. But, I mean, is there anybody else that we could locally reach out to? It's easier to get people locally than, like, do a nationwide search.
I have no idea.
There was a host at a brunch restaurant I went to a couple weeks ago. It was pretty hot.
Yeah. they could make us bacon and eggs.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty charming.
So it was a guy. Okay. What other qualifications besides hot do you think would work?
He was good with, walking us to our table.
Okay. Yeah, he'll probably walk to the printer.
Walk to the printer.
He likes to walk.
He could walk to the printer to get the stuff. He could walk guests in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I think that's about it, though.
Anything else?
Yeah. No. So that's why we need you to send us your stuff if you think that you would be a good fit for the show. Just go to Instagram and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
All right. Well, wait. Are people calling in? All right. Well, that's awesome.